E-tidings, Cosmos. Good morning, 21st century world of worlds. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. For Mila Falcha Rothansha. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. In a vision of the day, happened upon a large old house. On the lawn in front of it was standing a huge letter L. The bottom of the L was as wide as the house itself, and the upright part almost as high as it. And it was in a lovely old-style script, so it was. There was, however, no indication what the L stood for. I wonder, do we have the likes of waste bins in our minds for discarded ideas? Ideas that seemingly we have no more use for. If we do, where are they emptied? Are some of our ideas recyclable? Do we drop them off in idea recycle bins? Where in the mind are they located? In today's broadcast, I'll be reading some more from Shakespeare, Lucretius, and Zhuangzi. A reading from A Midsummer Night's Dream. I love not to see wretchedness overcharged and duty in his service perishing. Why, gentle sweet, you shall see no such thing. He says they can do nothing in this kind. The kind are we to give them thanks for nothing. Our sport shall be to take what they mistake, and what poor duty cannot do, noble respect takes it in might, not merit. Where I have come, great clerks have proposed to greet me with premeditated welcomes. Where I have seen them shiver and look pale, make periods in the midst of sentences, throttle their practice accents in their fears, and in conclusion dumbly have broke off, not paying me a welcome. Trust me, sweet, out of this silence yet I picked a welcome. And in the modesty of fearful duty I read as much as from the rattling tongue of saucy and audacious eloquence. Love, therefore, and tongue-tied simplicity in least speak most to my capacity. So please your grace, the prologue is addressed. Let him approach. If we offend, it is with our goodwill, that you should think we come not to offend, but with goodwill, to show our simple skill that is the true beginning of our end. Consider then we come but in despite. We do not come as minding to contest you, our true intent is. All for your delight we are not here. That you should here repent you, the actors are at hand, and by their show you shall know all that you are like to know. This fellow doth not stand upon points. He had rid his prologue like a rough colt, he knows not to stop. A good moral, my lord, it is not enough to speak, but to speak true. Indeed, he had played his prologue like a child, on a recorder, a sound, but not in government. His speech was like a tangled chain, nothing impaired, but all disordered. Who is next? Gentles, perchance you wonder at this show, but wonder on till truth make all things plain. This man is Pyramus, if you would know. This beauteous lady Thisbe is certain. This man, with lime and rough cast, doth present wall, that vile wall which did those lovers sunder. And through wall's chink, poor souls, they are continued to whisper. At the which let no man wonder, this man with lanthorn, dog, and bush of thorn, presented moonshine, For if you will know by moonshine that his lovers think no scorn to meet at Ninus's tomb, there to woo. This grisly beast, which Lionhead by name, the trusty Thisbe coming first by night, did scare away, or rather did affright. And as she fled, her mantle she did fall, which lion vile with bloody mouth did stain. And on comes Pyramus, sweet youth and tall, and finds his trusty Thisbe's mantle slain. Whereat with blameful blade, he bravely broached his boiling bloody breast. And Thisbe, tarring in mulberry shade, his dagger drew and died. For all the rest, let lion, moonshine, wall, and lovers twain at large discourse, while here they do remain.
I wonder if the lion be to speak.
No wonder, my lord. One lion may, when many asses do. In this same interlude it doth befall that I, one snout by name, present a wall, and such a wall as I would have you think, that had in it a crannied hole or chink, through which the lovers Pyramus and Thisbe did whisper often very secretly. This loam, this rough cast, and this stone doth show that I am that same wall, the truth is so, and this the cranny is right and sinister, through which the fearful lovers are to whisper.
Would you desire lime and hair to speak better?
It is the wittiest partition that ever I had discourse, my lord.
A reading in continuity from the 1st century BC poem On the Nature of Things by the Roman poet and philosopher Titus Lucretius Carus. And now, since I have taught that things cannot be born from nothing, nor the same, when born, to nothing be recalled, doubt not my words. Because our eyes no primal germs perceive, for mark those bodies which, though known to be in this our world, are yet invisible. The winds in fury at lash our face and frame, unseen, and swamp huge ships and rend the clouds, or, eddying wildly down, bestrew the plains with mighty trees, or scour the mountain tops with forest-crackling blasts. Thus on they rave with uproar shrill and ominous moan. The winds, 'tis clear, are sightless bodies sweeping through the sea, the lands, and the clouds along the sky, vexing and whirling and seizing all amain. And forth they flow and pile destruction round, even as the water's soft and supple bulk become a river of abounding floods, which a wide downpour from the lofty hills swells with big showers, dashes headlong down fragments of woodland and whole branching trees, nor can the solid bridges bide the shock, as on the water's whelm the turbulent stream, strong with 100 rains, beats round the piers, crashes with havoc, and rolls beneath its waves down toppled masonry and ponderous stone, hurling away whatever would oppose. Even so must move the blasts of all the winds, which, when they spread, like to a mighty flood, hither or thither, drive things on before and hurl to ground with still renewed assault, or sometimes in their circling vortex seas and bear in cones a whirlwind down the world. The winds are sightless bodies and naught else, since both in works and ways they rival well the mighty rivers, the visible in form. An interpretation after my own fashioning of some lines from The True Classic of Southern Taoist Fragrance. North Three Star visitor spoke to me, saying, "Immaculate of Era, what stories, What anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn? A man of the Kerry Lendry, who dealt in what used to be called social media marketing, once drove away off up into the hills in his truck to visit some rural villages, with the intent of getting the inhabitants to sign up to as many of his social media platforms as possible. Now, late of an afternoon, he arrived into this village, and he parked his truck in the square. He took out his electronic equipment, his gadgets and whatnots, and transformed the side of the truck into a big monitor. He then went and stood out front and PowerPointed away to the people, who were gathered there in the square. And this is the gist of his presentation. See you all. Come you all, great and small. Nothing personal intended at all, but I'm here to set you free. I want to interest you in the latest and greatest digital means of living a truly happy life. I have, as you can view here on the monitor, the following social media platforms for your consideration and deliberation. I have MySpace, You're Spaced, They're Spaced, Anybody Spaced, Facebookly, Headbookly, Heartbookly, Iron Cage, Wooden Fence, Plastic Tank, Twit Be Twatter, Caw Be Crow, Eagle Be Claw, Hawk Beady Eyed, Barking Fish, Meowing Weasel, Clicking Elephant, Chuckle Bats, Moose Buzz, Dolphin Squawk, Rhino Bleats, Blinked Innery, Blinked Outery, Locked Uppery, Locked Downery, Pin the Interest, Laser the Interest, Marker the Interest, Stock the Interest, Door Window panes Shut, Garden Shed Chimney Keep, Education Replaced, Hospital Homemade, and Politics Sweet. And then, of course, I have a wide range of betting platforms for you, such as Leave Your Money Bet, Cash In to Cash Out, and Save to Make the Break. And I have, and he was about to go on to list a whole lot more of other social media platforms, when a girl of 17 said to him, "What you speak of is of no use to us. We are already free, already very happy. We have one another about us. When we want to have a chat with someone, we come sit here on the bench or stand at a door and just enjoy talking away. Sometimes we phone each other. And whenever we need something, we either ask each other where it can be got, or we go to our local or nearest store for it, or order it online, and it is delivered to us in no time at all. And there is no time when we come out and about when we don't greet one another. We are happy with each other, and happy we are too to be chatting with visitors from other landries of the island, or from faraway lands, for everyone has a story to share, everyone has a story to listen to." Others about her courteously voiced similar words. And so he dismantled his whatnots, gadgets and equipment, closed down the truckside monitor, and departed the village without a single person there having signed up to any of his platforms. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay, way back in days of long, long, long gone by. O mortal self of mine, when with living in your own realm and time, you will set apart yourself, for yourself to be of loving kindness. You will listen to yourself and heed yourself when you call to yourself. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. And spare a thought, too, for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult and not at all of their own making. You have been listening to Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally for about 15 minutes Monday to Friday, and occasionally on the weekends. A transcript of today's broadcast will be forthcoming. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus beannacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.